The next coach on the teleconference is Iowa's Kirk Ferentz. The Hawkeyes are 2-0 in conference and 6-0 overall. Iowa visits Northwestern on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Sure, yeah, we were, you know, certainly thrilled to get the victory Saturday. It was hard fought. Had a great homecoming crowd here. The fans were fantastic and played a very tough, well-coached Illinois team. They're a really good football team. And, you know, the other special thing that happened, obviously, was Jordan Canzeri, just his effort. You know, it was really phenomenal, especially in the fourth quarter. So that was a big part of our success the other day, and happy to see his efforts get recognized. And so that was a good weekend for us, and not much time to think about that as we move forward now. We've got a really tough challenge in front of us now, traveling to Northwestern. And, you know, playing on the road is always a challenge, but more so is playing a team that's as talented and well-coached and successful as Northwestern's been. They're really playing good football right now, and, you know, they've been very, very impressive to watch on tape.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll take questions.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Jesse Temple with ESPN.com.
Kirk, you mentioned Jordan. What has impressed you most about the way he's handled his new role the past few weeks?
Yeah, and it's kind of like our football team right now. We've had a lot of different circumstances in six games, and you know, LaShawn Daniels got hurt at the Iowa State game. I think it was early in the second half, I believe, or I can't remember exactly. But anyway, you know, Jordan had to carry the load from that point on in that game, and you know, our plan was to rotate two backs this year. And LaShawn really hasn't come back, so, you know, Jordan's just done a great job of assuming that role. And, you know, the thing about Saturday was he set a record. His yardage was really good, but he set a record for carries, Iowa record. And he's not the biggest guy, but he just he plays with a lot of heart and just a lot of determination. And I think that was really amplified or illustrated in that last drive. I think he carried it 11 straight times, so... Yeah, it just speaks, I think, speaks well to his determination, his heart, and I think beyond that, the responsibility he feels to our entire football team. He's just trying to help us win football games. So he's a tremendous young man. It's really been fun to watch him develop. And the other part of the equation, like a lot of players, he's had his hardships and disappointments last year. He's never quite healthy. A couple of years ago, he had an ACL repair. So he certainly paid his dues, and it's just great to see his efforts and perseverance be rewarded.
Was there ever a time where you weren't sure he'd get an opportunity like this because of those injuries?
Well, you just never know. You know, you can't take that for granted with any football player. And, you know, he had an ACL, and I don't want to talk like that's a routine thing, but at least the good news is the outcomes are predictable. It's just but it pretty much knocks a year off your career. So it's that part's really hard and disappointing. And but he had a great attitude. He rehabbed it like a champ, worked extremely hard throughout that. I think it was a 12 season. And but last year was really, I think, maybe even tougher in some ways because, you know, anytime he started gaining some traction, it seemed like he had a setback. So he just never really had a prolonged period of being able to play the way he wanted to play, and that's disappointing for any player.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Our next question comes from the line of David Ginsberg with Associated Press.
Coach, when you're talking to your players, do you throw out that 38-0 loss that Northwestern had last week, and you just show them that it's a 5-1 team and you guys are playing for first place in the West?
You know, I think anybody that's played or anybody that's coached, you know, we have days like that. Sometimes you just play in games, and I'm not saying this in a disparaging way towards Michigan. They're playing super football right now, and they'd probably tell you they didn't have their best outing in the first game, but they've been playing great football since. Sometimes it's a perfect storm, and maybe it's not as indicative of the way the two teams are. But, you know, Michigan had a great day, Northwestern didn't. We've all been involved in games like that. Two things, yeah. First of all, if you look at the other games, you see this is, you know, this is a really good football team. They're playing great defense. They're to me, they're built off their defense, and then everything comes from there. But the other part, too, and historically, and I think this is the mark of a good program, if you look historically, when Northwestern's experienced any disappointment, small scale or big scale, boy, they rebound strong. And again, that's what good programs and good teams do. So, yeah, we know we're going to have our hands full here. We'll get their best effort.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Mitch Sherman with ESPN.com.
Hey, Kirk. Last 10 years, you guys have played 5 games against Northwestern, separated by 1 score or less. What aspects or characteristics of those games, the wins and the losses, have seemed to carry over from year to year when you get together with them?
You know, I go back to my first year here in 99. It came down to a goal line stand, and I think I'm correct in saying they scored on an option to our right side, 4th and 1, right down there on the goal line. You know, it was basically, that was the game. So that's kind of how it started out. And Pat was on that staff as a linebacker coach. And, you know, there have been a couple that have gone the other way. You know, we caught them last year. They nailed us really well a couple of years ago, 2012. But the majority of the games have been, you know, just like you described, they've gone right down to the wire. And, you know, to me, when I think of this series, that's what I think of. That's just how it is, and it's how it's been for at least my 17 years experience.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm.
Our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Kirk, what made you guys recruit Jordan out of the state of New York there?
I'm only chuckling. It's kind of like vintage us. And if there's one guy that I'm not on the Christmas card list, it's probably Andy Talley at Villanova. You know, it was the end of the recruiting season, and we were just, you know, not having luck at the running back position. So we were looking for guys that we thought might be good prospects. And this really speaks to the art of recruiting, I guess. But so, you know, Jordan was a guy that came to us. I don't know how we got the tape or whatever. He came to our attention, but he did. We looked at it. We thought he was being under-recruited. And at that time, he was all set to go to Villanova. So, you know, we started talking to him and got him out here, and I think Connecticut might have offered him after we did, but it was right there at the end. And the only reason I bring up Coach Talley, who's, you know, I used to coach against him when I was at Maine, outstanding coach, got a great program. It's the same story as Mike Daniels. You know, Mike Daniels was, I think, all set to go to Villanova, and we ended up, you know, taking him late, and, you know, he's still doing pretty well for the Packers. So, yeah, it's just, you know, you never know. And but that, I can't tell you the exact story how we got onto him, but that's in essence what happened. And like I said, so much for the art of recruiting.
No question. Do you suspect he was under recruited just because of his size?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. And you know, they weren't on the beaten path, and sometimes that makes factors into, you know, if you're not in a real populated area, right in a heavy traffic zone.
Yeah.
I think back to Rob Baxley from Oswego, back when Oswego was like a, you know, that was in the sticks in the old days. Now it's a suburb. Rob Baxley, I think, was us, Rice, and somebody else is involved there. But anyway, you know, there were no real big schools involved, and Rob played in the NFL. So, sometimes that happens.
Thanks, man.
Mm-hmm. We can take one last question for Coach.
And our final question comes from the line of Brian Bennett with ESPN.com.
Hey, Kirk, I want to ask you about Desmond King. A guy played for you pretty much right away when he got there, and had a big-time high school career with his interceptions. Just how instinctual is he as a player at cornerback?
You know, you just made a really good point talking about recruiting and evaluations and things like that. Desmond was a Mid-American Conference recruit. You know, we ended up offering him in January, I believe it was. And the one thing I think, you know, sometimes gets overlooked, you know, Desmond's maybe not a 4-3 guy. And he wasn't in high school, so that probably helped hurt his recruiting. Quite frankly, I thought he might be a safety. That was my my professional opinion. Shows you what I know. But I think the thing that you just mentioned is his ability when he had the ball to do something with it. That's kind of what's really played forward here. And again, I think about another guy that's playing for the Packers, Micah Hyde, was kind of the same deal, not the same player, but you know, wasn't very heavily recruited, but had great ball skills and was very, very productive. So I think, you know, in retrospect, maybe that was more telling than we gave it credit for. But, you know, Desmond's doing a great job. He got thrown in the lineup 2 years ago. Last year, played okay. I'm not saying he played bad, but he played okay. Didn't take a major step. And this year, in year three, we're really seeing him, you know, move forward from where he was the last 2 years. And I really credit that to his maturity, his preparation habits, just, you know, being an experienced player. And he's working real hard, and just talked about Jordan. You know, certainly Desmond's done a lot to help us win too, and doing it really in a good fashion.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Coach, thank you for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Appreciate it. Thanks.